إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you. We continue reading from the book Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith. Aqidat al-Salaf is the book of الشيخ العلامة السابوني رحمه الله أبي عثمان. And the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Walid, al-Allama al-Doktor Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله وغفر له ولوالديه في عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث: موقف أصحاب الحديث إزاء الصحابة. قال: ويرون، يعني أهل السنة أهل الحديث، ويرون الكف عما شجر بين أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وتطهير الألسنة عن ذكر ما يتضمن عيبا لهم ونقصا فيهم، ويرون الترحم على جميعهم والموالاة لكافتهم، وكذلك يرون تعظيم قدر أزواجه صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عنهن، والدعاء لهن ومعرفة فضلهن والإقرار بأنهن أمهات المؤمنين. In this chapter, which is the Shaykh, you mentioned the position of Ashab al-Hadith, those who are upon the haq, upon the truth, with regards to the Sahaba, mainly from we're gonna hear is like what regard to dispute between the companions, those disputes that took place between some of them. Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah, he says the people of Hadith hold that, and this is their Aqidah by the way, for these books of Aqidah, this is their creed, this is what they believe. That's what they believe. He says, the people of Hadith hold that one must refrain from discussing the dispute between the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The tongues must be purged from mentioning anything which entails the attribution of shortcomings and deficiencies to them, meaning to the companions. The people of Hadith hold that one should seek Allah's mercy for all of them, for all of the companions, and have love and defend each and every one of them. You gotta have love for the companions and love all of them. And you defend each and every one of them. They also, meaning the Ahlul Hadith, they also hold that one should exalt the status of the Prophet's wives, radiallahu anhun, supplicate for them, recognize their excellence, and acknowledge that they are the mothers of the believers. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى في الشرح. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ويرون عن أهل السنة والجماعة للحديث، ويرون الكف عما شجر بين أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما سمعتم. says هذه هي عقيدة أهل السنة. شيخ ربيع says that which الإمام الصابوني رحمه تعالى mentioned in this chapter as related to the position that the Muslims should have towards the companions رضوان الله عليهم in general, and especially as related to what took place between some of them. He says, this is هذه هي عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, this is the creed of أهل السنة Well, Jama'ah, because he said you have to stay away from, don't get involved, as the Sheikh is going to explain, the matters that took place between them. You got to love all of them, respect all of them, defend all of them. Not like some wicked groups that the Sheikh is going to mention them by name. They don't have the same aqidah when it comes to the companions. So he says, this is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah in the companions, as related to the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لأن الله قد زكاهم ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد زكاهم ونهى عن سبهم. It says because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the companions. He says because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised his companions and forbade anyone from abusing them or abusing any one of them. وَبَيَّنَ مَنْزِلَتَهُمْ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Their high status is well mentioned and highlighted in both in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُلْحَقُونَ فِي الْفَضْلِ. That the companions, no one who came after them, no one will achieve what they achieved, will never have the same virtues that they had. وَلَوْ عَبَدَ الْإِنسَانُ اللَّهَ طُولَ عُمُرِهِ لَا تُعَادِلُ عِبَادَتَهُ مَوْقِفًا وَاحِدًا مِنْ مَوَاقِفِ الصَّحَابِيِّ الْمُعَيَّنِ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And the Shaykh Rabih, he said, this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. That if a person other than them will worship Allah his entire life upon obedience, that obedience will never match one stand that one of the companions took. One, not just their entire ibadah, just one. Aynam. قَلْ هَذِهِ مَنْزِلَةُ الصَّحَابَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ زكاهم الله في آيات كثيرة وبين رضاه عنهم وقال لأهل بدر اعملوا ما شئتم فقد غفرت لكم. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم من حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. So this is the status of the companions, but with أهل السنة والجماعة, those who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised and elevated the ranks of the companions in many verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that He is pleased with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to those companions who took part in the battle of Badr, do as you please, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. This hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari or Imam Muslim, on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib. See, who narrated this hadith? Ali ibn Abi Talib. And he's saying that the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah says to the companions who took place in the battle of Badr, Allah has forgiven all their sins. Yet the Rawafid, what they say? No. These companions, they apostated. And they kuffar. La'natullahi alayhim. وشهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأهل الحديبية أنهم يدخلون الجنة ولا يدخل أحد منهم النار رضوان الله عليهم. Also, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the one who does not speak out of his desires, he saw revelation from Allah, his orders to convey what Allah ordered him to convey. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He bear witness to the companions in Hudaybiyah. There was many companions with him at the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, that all of them will enter al-Jannah and not one of them will enter the fire. Yet still you find the Khawarij and the Rawafid abuse these people. Both the Khawarij, who they passed takfir on Ali radiallahu anhu, and the Rawafid on the other extreme, who they say he's God. He's Allah, waliyadu billah. And by attributing to him actions that are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hudaybiyyah, when they signed that treaty between Quraysh, when they were going for Umrah. But then Quraysh, they said, look, you may not proceed this year, you come another time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took advantage of that opportunity, because there is a sulh, there is a peace. And when there is war, you can achieve nothing. But when there is peace, mashallah, a lot can be achieved. Hikmah. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, he mentioned that all, he bear witness actually, that all of those companions who were with him, and they were many in numbers, they were with him, some 1400 or something, the narration says, or more or less, all of them will enter al-Jannah. Not one of them will enter the fire. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala yaqul, kama fi surah al-Tawbah, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوا بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, and those foremost to embrace Islam from the muhajirun. And the muhajirun, they are those who accepted Islam with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the first people to accept Islam, and they went through a lot of hardship in Mecca, but they endured with patience for the sake of Allah. And then Allah has allowed His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate to Medina, and they migrated with him. Well, Ansar, they are those people of Medina who they opened their hearts and homes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and they supported them. So Allah says for these people, the Muhajirun and the Ansar and those who follow them exactly in faith, what is their reward? Allah is pleased with them. And they pleased with Him. Once again, the Khawarij, they passed takfir on many companions. How will Allah be pleased with Kufar? The Rawafid, who they say most of the companions, except for few, they Kufar. So how Allah is pleased with the Kufar? A'udhu billah. So you know that these two groups are deviant groups. They're very wicked groups, the Khawarij and the Rawafid, the Shia and Rawafid. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وإذا كان الله قد رضي عنهم وزكاهم هذه التزكية ورضي عمن تابعهم بإحسان فما الذي يدخلك أنت في الكلام في الصحابة والبحث عن أخطائهم وعما شجر بينهم ما الداعي لهذا البحث؟ لأن الشيخ ربيع says since Allah is pleased with them, الله أكبر, Allah is pleased with the companions and has purified them, and he's also pleased, Allah is pleased with anyone who follow them exactly, who come after the companions and follow them exactly in faith. He followed their path. As the ulama, they says, mostly in aqidah, in the creed, and also in all actions of worship, in the manhaj, in the manners, and akhlaq, in all of the Muslims' affairs, he always look at the example of the companions. He says, since this is the case, Allah is pleased with them, purify them, praise them in many places in the Quran, and along with the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ praised them and witnessed for them the Jannah. He says, who are you to really get involved and begin to talk about the matters that took place between them, searching for their mistakes, who was wrong and who was not? He says, why one... After this, you know Allah is pleased with them. All of these ayats are clear about them, and still you want to see who was wrong and who was that. قَالْ فَلَا يَبْحَثُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ إِلَّا أَهْلُ الْفِتَنِ مِنَ الْخَوَارِجِ وَالرَّوَافِدِ. See? He says, no one will search and begin to search and talk about this matter that took place between the companions except the people of fitan, of trials and tribulations, from the Khawarij and the Rawafid, the Shia al-Rawafid. قال أما أهل السنة فيرون السكوت عما جرى بين الصحابة. As for a position of أهل السنة, this is the right position now, the position that is right, they keep silent. And they do not engage themselves, nor get involved, nor talk about what the companions, what took place between Ali and Aisha and Talha and Zubair, or between Ali on one side and Muawiyah on the other side. You won't find Ahlul Sunnah give a khutbah on that. You won't. And then in that khutbah says, oh, Muawiyah was wrong. No, they won't. You will not find Ahlul Sunnah do that. They will not find it in their books. But rather, because the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah is that the Muslims should keep silent. Yes, those things took place. Nobody can deny, say, oh, no, no. All what happened, Ma'arakat al Jamal is just a lie. No, it's not a lie. It's a reality. It took place. Ma'arakat Siffin is not a lie. Yes, it took place. But our position, the right position, we don't sit there and say, yeah, he was right, he was wrong. And لا, be quiet. لماذا قال لأنهم كلهم مجتهدون. He says because all of them, the both parties that took place on those disputes, they all wanted, they were intending good. No one has a bad motives. Nothing. والذي يحملنا على أن نعتقد فيهم هذه العقيدة تزكية الله لهم وتزكية رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why we have the Shaykh, he said, we have to take this route. And we don't sit there and say, yeah, Muawiyah got to be wrong because of this and this and that. Or Ali has to be wrong because of this and this and that. Like Ahlul Bidah, they do. Ahlul Bidah, yes, doesn't matter. Those who they, because of the hawa they are upon, they just choose one of the companions to be with. And the other one, they bash them. And say a lot of bad things about them. Likewise, those who follow them upon evil, those who do not adhere to the way of Ahlul Sunnah. Like for example, in the modern era, Sayyid Qutb and his books, Sayyid Qutb, that the Ikhwal Muslimun, they praise him like his Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Whatever he says, they do it. And he's a shaheed. You can say nothing about him. Well, if you read, I don't want you to read that. But that's the ulama, they mentioned from them, this noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' Hafiz Ta'ala, when he refuted Sayyid Qutb in many books, from his books, from the books of this man, Sayyid Qutb, this dal, this jahil, ignorant man, Sayyid Qutb, who to the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, this wicked group, he's Shaykh al-Islam, he's a Shaykh, he's a big allama, and he's a jahil. As Imam al-Albani said about him, jahil fil usul wal furu'. He's an ignorant in the fundamental principles of the religion, and other than that, naam. This man you will find in his books, no. He addressed this matter. Ahlul Sunnah, they mentioned, they said, yes, Allah al-Musta'an, Qaddar Allah wa Masha'a fa'al, certain things took place between Muawiyah and Ali, alhamdulillah. Now him, he went and talk bad about Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As and accuse them that they cheated and they were deceivers and Allah musta'an, companions deceived. He says because Ali, he went upon the haq and he stood upon the truth, on the haq, but them, they were playing games. Sahaba playing games. A'udhu billah. But still this man is a Shaykh al-Islam to al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. As the ulama, they call them al-ikhwa al-mublisun, al-muflisun, the bankrupt ones. Why, he says, why we should take this position towards the companions? Because Allah praised them, purified them. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised them. So no one has the right to talk bad about them. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال والذي نفسي بيده لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يأتي على الناس يوم لا يدري القاتل فيما قتل ولا المقتول فيما قتل. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih on the authority of Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he swear by Allah, he says, by the one in whose hand is my soul is, meaning by Allah, this dunya will not perish, will not go, meaning perish, until a day or a moment of time will come upon the people in which they engage in fight. The killer doesn't know why he's killing. He's out there. And the one who was killed, he don't even know why he was killed. The one who's killing, he don't even know why he's killing. And the one who's been killed, he don't even know why he was killed. فَقِيلَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ ذَاكَ ذَلِكَ قَالَ الْهَرْجُ الْقَاتِلُ الْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. He was asked the Prophet ﷺ, how this happened? How the killer don't know why he's killing, the one who's been killed don't know. He says, in al-harj, when a lot of fighting took take place. He says, al-qatil wal-maqtul fi an-nar, both the killer and the one who's been killed in the hellfire. قال الشيخ ربيع هذا إذا كان لهوى. He says, this is, if these people who are fighting one another, they fight one another for desires, not upon the haqq. They fight upon desires. أما إذا كان الواحد منهم يرى نفسه على حق ثم قاتل كان هذا مجتهدا. He says, but if one of them, while fighting the other, he see himself that he's upon the haqq, so he is in the hukm of mujtahid, someone who tried to do what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they were wrong. قال هذا فيما يتعلق بالصحابة. فلماذا نبحث ونقول هذا باغ وهذا مظلوم وهذا ظالم وهذا كذا؟ The Sheikh said, the Sahaba, whatever took place between them, the disputes and the fights that took between them, we know their positions in the Quran and the Sunnah. They are not people who they look for dunya or they follow their desires. Allah has purified them and praised them, and He's pleased with them. So He says, So this is, if this is the case, so why one will still go and search and say, based on his search, oh, this is the one who was wrong. This companion was wrong, and he has no right to start this or to do this. And the other one has been oppressed, and this is the oppressor, and this and that. قال الشيخ فلا نبحث عما شجر بينهم ولا نبحث عن أخطاء مطلقة. Says the right approach, the sound way and the aqidah of Al-Sunnah, that we do not go in details as related to what took place between some of the companions, nor that we make it our business to go and look who was wrong and who was not. Period. فَأَخْطَاءُ الصَّحَابَ لَا نَبْحَثُ فِيهَا. So he says, we're not, it is not the proper way for a person to began to search for the mistakes of the companions. لماذا قال لأن ما نسب إليهم. He said, for keep in mind that the things that now the people they say and promote and disseminate about the companions, that which took place, for example, between Ali and Aisha, between Ali, Muawiyah and the like, he says, for one, إما أن يكون كذبا محضا افتراه عليهم الروافد والخوارج وأهل السوء والإحن والنواصب أيضا قد يفترون على علي رضي الله عنه. He says, because that which now is disseminated and people talk about, it maybe is found in some of the books of people and the like, whether it is a clear lie, pure and clear lie, fabricated and forged by the people of desires, such are the Rawafid, the Shia Rawafid, and the Khawarij, and the people of evil, and also those who hate Ali رضي الله عنه, they took the side against Ali anyway, just because they don't like Ali رضي الله عنه. قال وإما أن يكون حصل خطأ في النقل. Also he says these statements that spread amongst certain people, maybe it is a mistake in the transmission. إنسان سمع قصة فحكاها على غير وجهها. You may find a person, he heard a story, but then when he went to narrate it, he didn't narrate it as he heard it. He changed in it. فلان إن يستسر فلان قال كذا وكذا حكاها خطأ ونسب إلى فلان أو إلى مجموعة منهم خطأ. So a person, yes, he heard something that was right, but then when he wants to narrate it, he narrated it wrong. Made a mistake. The person made a mistake, and then the people start to spread that mistake. قال وما يثبت عنهم قد يكون مرجع الاجتهاد. He says, and even for those things that are established, yes, it's true what took place between some of the companions, said, keep in mind that the companions, radwanullahi alayhim, whatever they do it with their good intentions. Those who face one another with the swords, they did it because each party, they thought at that moment they were doing what is right. Okay? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah, from the hadith of Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhumah, إذا حكم الحاكم فاجتهد ثم أصاب فله أجران وإذا حكم فاجتهد ثم أخطأ فله أجر. He says, because when the ruler, the hakim, the judge and the like exert efforts in any matter and he was right, he will be rewarded twice. But if that same person who has the right to exert efforts in a matter, okay, he was wrong, he's still rewarded one time. Allahu Akbar. He says, this is the companions, radhiyallahu alayhim. From those of them who they were right, mashallah, they have two rewards. And those who prove later that they weren't right, still they have one reward. And no one can say, oh, see, or they're the oppressors, and they're this, and began to talk bad about them. No, this is not the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. قال وما ثبت عليهم منه فإن الله تبارك وتعالى يغفره لهم إن شاء الله لأن حسناتهم نرجو أن تكون راجعة على أخطائهم رضوان الله عليهم. So keep in mind for those that for whatever mistakes that some of them fall into, said Allah forgive it for them inshallah if He wills, because they have so many good deeds and righteousness that will outweigh those a few mistakes. Ridwanullahi alayhim. The Shaykh said, why are we taking this position towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It shahid Allahu lahum lissabiqeen wal lahiqeen minhum bil jannati wal ridwan. Faqala ta'ala, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. The Sheikh says, Sheikh Rabia says, why we're taking this position, why we're adhering to this creed as related to the Sahaba? Why? Because Allah has praised them. Aina. We're not taking the path of the Khawarij, nor the path of Al-Rafida. No, we're taking the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah based on the praise of Allah, that He has praised them. Allah bear witness for them. Those from them who were foremost to accept Islam, and those who yet accept Islam after, amongst the companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness for them, the Jannah. And that He is pleased with them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are not equal from you. They are not equal those amongst you who spent before the fath, meaning the conquest of Mecca, and fought for the sake of Allah. Those, meaning who fought, who those who spent in the way of Allah and fought along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the conquest of Mecca, they are greater in rank from those who they spent and fought afterwards. But both sides Allah has promised al-husna, paradise. And Allah is all aware of what you do. قَالَ هُنَا قَالَ اللَّهُ وَكُلًّا يعني السابقين واللاحقين منهم من هاجر قبل الفتح ومن هاجر بعده كلهم شملتهم رحمة الله فما الذي يدخلك أنت بين الله وبين عباده الذين هم خلصوا عباده وأفضل الناس بعد الأنبياء لا كان ولا يكون مثلهم كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. So Allah says all of them, meaning the first ones who accepted Islam amongst the companions, those who accepted Islam and supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spent their wealth and the like before the conquest of Mecca, and those who became Muslim after that as well. He says all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them. And His mercy is upon them. So this is the case. So who are you for real to get involved between Allah and His servants? Especially these ones, the companions, who are they? The best of the servants of Allah. These are the best of the people after the prophets. They are the best of the people. The companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they are the best of all people of all time after the prophets and the messengers. He says there was nobody that is better than them, and he will be no one that is like them, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala stated. After the prophets and the messengers, no one was better than them. And no one will come to be better than them or even like them. As Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned. Al-Falladhi thabata alayhi dhanbun yaghfiru Allahu lahu li suhbatihi wa li jihadihi wa bi a'malihi as-saliha wa asbab kathira. He says, as for any one of them that, yes, it is established that he has committed a sin, Allah will forgive him. For so many reasons. He says, for one, he is a companion of the Messenger of Allah. For two, he has performed jihad with the Prophet. Number two, three, for his righteous actions and many, many other reasons. Allahu Akbar. قال وأخيرا هم أولى الناس بشفاعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, and on top of that, they are the one that deserve the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ more than anybody else. Allahu Akbar. No one deserves the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ more than them. قال من أحق الناس بشفاعة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام منهم رضوان الله عليهم. He says, do you know any for real? Do you know anyone that is deserving of the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ better than them? Of course not. قال لهذا نحن لا ندخل فيما جرى بينهم في الجمل وفي السفين هذا هو مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة. Sheikh Rabi' says for these reasons we do not get involved and discuss, analyze what took place between them in the Jamal, the battle of the camel, and in Safin, another battle of Safin. He says we do not get involved in details and who was right, who was wrong. No, we don't. Okay? He says, this is the madhab of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. قال فنحن نعتقد في الجميع أنهم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, we believe. This is the position of Ahlu Sunnah. This is the right creed, the sound creed. He says, we believe that all of them are companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We don't just choose some of them and neglect others. No. They are all the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَأَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَبَدِ النَّاسِ عَنِ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَالْأَغْرَادِ. And they are the one from all of the people that are far away from following desires or doing things or making decisions because of dunya, huh? Or because of possession. لا, they don't do that. رضوان الله عليهم. وَأَنَّ كُلًّا مِنْهُمْ مُجْتَهِدٍ. And even those amongst them who they may involved in some here or dispute, keep in mind, every one of them, we have this aqidah, that every one of them was seeking the truth. No one follow his desires. أَلْيَانَ تِلْكَ فِتْنَ جَاءَتْ وَكُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَرَى نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. He says, because there was a fitna that came. It was a test from Allah, a trial. But keep in mind that both parties, everyone who in this party or the other, all of them, they at that moment, they see themselves, they are upon the haqq. أي نعم. قال وحتى بعد الصحابة توقفوا لشدة المحنة والفتنة وكثرة النقول والإشاعات والأخبار جعلت عدد من الصحابة يتوقفون لا مع هذا ولا مع هذا. الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ ربيع, he says سبحان الله, the fitna was great. Imagine سبحان الله, a dispute between the companions, that's something great fitna. So much so that some of the companions they refrain. They stay neutral, if we can say that, right? Can we say that? They stay neutral. They say, we're not going to be with you or not with you. Because it was a great fitna, رضي الله عنهم. قال ثم بعد ذلك درست الأمور وفهمت إلى آخره وتبين الناس أن الحق مع علي وأولئك مجتهدون. And after that, when the matters settled, alhamdulillah, and they looked at the matters and what happened and what took place, they find, alhamdulillah, that the truth was with Ali. And the others, they were what? مجتهدون. He didn't say they were ظالمون, they were transgressors. لا. So they were مجتهدون, meaning that whatever they did, they thought at that time that they believed that they were doing what is right. Okay? قال والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن ابني هذا يعني الحسن الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما إن ابني هذا سيد ولعل الله أن يصلح به بين فئتين عظيمتين من المسلمين. In this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, verily my son, mean his grandson, because your grandson is your son. Okay, he's considered your son because that's the son of your son. So you can't say that's my son even for your grandson. Okay? So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, verily my son, this one, and he pointed to Al-Hasan. And he was a little, Hasan, he was a little boy when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was alive. He says, indeed, my son, this one, is a Sayyid, he's a leader. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring reconciliation at his hand between two mighty parties of the Muslims. You see? قال فمدح الحسن على هذا التصرف طيب لأنهم كلهم مسلمون. He says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he praised الحسن. And remember, this is from Al-Ghayb. Because this, what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned at that time, when he was alive, that thing didn't take place until after years, 40 years after Hijrah or something. Years after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Around 30 years after the death of the Prophet ﷺ or so. And when this incident took place, and that says from the shows the Nubuwa of the Prophet ﷺ, his prophethood. And that he does not speak out of his desires. So he praised Al-Hasan for that. Because both parties, they were Muslims. And this took place when Ali radiallahu anhu died. And the people, they gave bay'ah to Al-Hasan. And it was a big fitna, still the fitna going on. Okay? And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he's still looking for those who killed Uthman. It was a big fitna. So anyway, it was still like something big going on was about to happen between Muawiyah and Al-Hasan. But Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, he gave up. He says to Muawiyah, you can be the imam, inshallah. You can be the leader, inshallah. And he gave up his position. قال والحسن لا يتنازل لفساق ومجرمين. He says, Al-Hasan will never give up this great, this, to be Khalifa, ya akhi. He says he's going to give it up to wicked people, to criminals, his companions, the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ. He will give up the Khilafah for criminals, as the Shia mentioned in the Rawafid. قَالْ هُمْ فُسَّاقُ وَمُجْرِمُونَ كَمَا يُصَوِّرُهُمُ الرَّوَافِدُ وَالْخَوَارِجِ. Those who oppose Al-Hasan, many of them are companions. Many of them are companions, but the Khawarij and the Shia, the Rawafid, they say no, they're criminals. Those who went against Al-Hasan, they're criminals. And they're heretic. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قَالْ فَحَشَاهُ أَنْ يَتَنَازَلْ لِمَنْ هَذَا شَأْنُ وَحَشَاهُ مِنَ الْفُسُقِ مِنَ الْفِسْقِ وَالْفُزُورِ وَاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. He says, that which the Shia, they say about the companions, and that which Khawarij also say, all the false accusations and the abuse against the companions, radhiyallahu alayhim, that they are free from. Says, for one thing, they are free. Whatever these criminals they say about the companions are free from that. Ayna, what the Shia says about the companions, you, subhanAllah, I remember one day, somebody sent me a clip and he says, listen to this guy, he's in Iraq. Because many of these guys, the Shia, they speak Arabic fluently, you know. And he's this man, he's giving a khutbah in Iraq, Jum'ah. And he's cursing the companions. Man, akhi, I was so mad. I said, Alhamdulillah, I didn't attend the Jum'ah. You know, what they say about the companions, ya akhi, la'natullahi alayhim. Kuffar, he says, Abu Bakr kafir. Abu Bakr is apostate. Umar like that. They say Sanama Quraysh. They are the two idols of Quraysh. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Now, still you think somebody here, oh, Shahadu la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aqidah Salafiyah, and he's like, Iran, they good. What are they good about? They promote this shirk, huh? And they abuse the companions. They go clearly against the ayats. How can they go against those whom Allah praised in the Quran? Huh? And the Houthis in Yemen and the like now. Now. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله وتطهير الألسنة وتطهير الألسنة عن ذكر ما يتضمن عيبا لهم ونقصا فيهم. Says yes, the Muslim should make sure that his tongue is clean. The tongue should be clean from attributing any deficiencies to them or any shortcomings to the companions. Now, don't you ever say, oh yeah, Muawiyah, he was a bad person. Yeah, look, man, why he went against Ali? No, never say that. Never. Because some you may find yourself around some people that say that, and they want to put that in you. Tell them, Taqillah. This is not the approach of Ahlul Sunnah. These are all companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum. Allah is pleased with them. They praise in the by the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. Whatever took place between them, that stays between them. Inshallah. As for us, we're going to sit here and say, Muawiyah is this, or Amr ibn al-As is that, or Ali is this, or Aisha is that. La. This is not our aqeedah. كما قال عمر بن عبد العزيز رضي الله عنه إن الله قد طهر سيوفنا من دمائهم فلنكف ألسنتنا عن أعراضهم أو كما قال. Then the Sheikh Rabih Hawtari says, as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, one of the great rulers of the Muslims, he ruled between the year 99 and 101 of the Hijrah. Because some of the people, they say he's the Khalifa al-Khamis. He says no. If there is a Khalifa al-Khamis, it should be Muawiyah. Because Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is not better than Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. But the Ahlul Bida'ah, they just want to put stuff out there. That's why it's important to take the Aqidah from Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, from the Ulama. Not from anyone. كل من هب ودب. He says, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, he says, indeed, Allah has purified our swords from their blood. So let us purify our tongues from their honor, from abusing them in their honor. أو كما قال, Sheikh Rabi said, a statement like this, similar to this. يعني, and then Sheikh Rabi explained this to what he said, يعني, أن الله سبحانه وتعالى كف عنا الفتنة فلا ندخل بالأنسلة ونلوثها بالكلام فيهم. He said, since Allah سبحانه وتعالى protect us, we weren't there. Huh? This something took place 1400 years ago. We weren't there. So Allah protect us from the fitna. We didn't attend the fitna. He said, so we should not enter and take part of the fitna that took place some 1400 years ago. By what? With our tongues. Huh? And we began to talk. So why do you want to take a part of that fitna that took place 1400 years ago? Something that took place 1400 years ago, actually. He says, why? Why one, after all these years, one take a part of it by begin to talk about it with no knowledge? Ay na'am. قال لأنك أنت تتكلم في أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الخلق وأفضل الأنبياء. He said, keep in mind now, when this matters, if somebody is going to talk about these matters, now you're talking about the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're not talking about some people here or there. These are the companions. These are the best of the creation after the prophets. The best of the people after the prophets. فَلَا تَذْكُرْهُمْ إِلَّا بِالْخَيْرِ وَلَا تَذْكُرْهُمْ إِلَّا بِالْجَمِيلِ. Says, whenever you mention them only with that which is good. Whenever you mention the companions, you mention only their virtues. وَتَذْكُرْ فَضَائِلَهُمْ وَمَحَاسِنَهُمْ وَجِهَادَهُمْ وَبَدْلَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ لِإِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ وَنُصْرَةِ هَذَا الدِّينِ. Naam, you want to mention the Sahaba? Mention their many virtues, the good things that they had, their jihad, them putting forward their wealth and their lives for to spread the deen of Allah. To spread the deen of Allah. And to grant victory to the deen of Allah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَى عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ أُمَمًا وَقَدَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الرِّدَّةِ فَمَنْ يَلْحَقُهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَعْمَالِ. And these are the companions you want to talk about them. Talk about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided many people, not individuals, countries, continents at their hands because of their efforts. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the efforts and the stands of the Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wiped out the people of Ridda, those who are apostates. So who will really achieve what this campaign has achieved? Who? في الصحبة وفي الأعمال أيضا رضوان الله عليهم. Not alone that, don't forget that they are companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and no one can be companions. Those who come after them want to talk about them, and they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ورضي الله عنهم. قال عندما ترى كلام الروافد قبحهم الله في أصحاب محمد. He says, when you see the statements, what the Rawafid, may Allah curse them, and what they say, he says, about the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال والله أظن أن اليهود ما بلغوا معشار ما بلغه الروافد قاتلهم الله. He said, by Allah. He said, I don't think that the Jews, they didn't even mention 10% of what the Rawafid mentioned in abuse and slander to the companions. He said, may Allah fight them. في تحريف دين الله وفي الطعن في أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Rawafid in changing the deen of Allah. نعم, altering the texts and their abuse and slander against the companions of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال اليهود والنصارى ما بلغوا في تحريف الإنجيل والتوراة ما بلغوا هؤلاء. He said, look, the Jews and the Christians, they corrupt their books, the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, but they didn't do it in a way that the Rawafid did in the Quran. Subhanallah. شوف الروافد شيعة. قال فكل آيات اللعن والعذاب والنفاق يصبون على أصحاب محمد ولا سيما أبو بكر وعمر. Like, find any ayah in the Quran, all the ayahs that talks about the curse, that the curse of Allah is upon certain people, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared severe torment for such certain people, and certain people, the hypocrites. All of these ayats, the Rawafid, the Shia Rawafid, they say what? Well, these ayats applies on the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially who? Abu Bakr and Umar, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they are the best of the people after him. But the Rawafid, no. They says no, they are cursed, this, they have nothing from Allah but punishment, and they kuffar and this and that. قال وكل آيات الوعيد وآيات النار وآيات النفاق وآيات الكذب وآيات الفجور يطبقونها على الصحابة قبحهم الله. So the Rawafid, the Shia Rawafid, he says all of the ayats, whenever you find the ayah that Allah threaten certain people and threaten them with the fire, or the ayats of hypocrisy, the ayats when Allah says such and such they are the liars, such and such they are the criminals, such and such are the zalimun, the oppressors, the sahaba, the rawafi, what they say? Allah is addressing the companions. A'udhu billah. So Allah salam alayhi. And after all that, you find somebody's like, no, they okay, mashallah, they Muslims. What Islam they are upon? Yeah, Muslims, نسأل الله السلام والعافية قبحهم الله, like the Shaykh says. نعم. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله, الآن الروافد يقولون نحن ما نقول القرآن محرف ولا نقول الصحابة حرفوه, ما نقول هذا الكلام. Of course هم يستعينون التقية. He says, now if a Rafidi or a Shi'i hear these statements, the first thing they say, no, we don't say this. No, we don't believe Quran is altered or changed. We don't say the Sahaba changed the Quran after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, we don't say that. They tell you that. Because that's what they tell them. They tell them, never Don't say your aqidah to the people, okay? Once you're with the Muslims, say what they say. If somebody tell you, oh, you the Shia, say this. No, don't say that. Don't say that. At least Sufi, look, the Sufis, they say, yeah, this is what it is. Is it? Sufi, they tell you, yeah, this is what it is, man. This is how we make dua. This is how we make Quran. The Shia now, khubatha, they filthy. They come amongst the Muslims and say, no. What? Quran? Who says that? What? Abu Bakr kafir? Who says that? They won't tell you that. قال ولكن إذا قرأت تفاسيرهم لم تجد تحريفا وليا للنصوص وابتعادا بها عما أراده الله عز وجل مثل تحريف هؤلاء وفجورهم. قال لماذا؟ لأن أصلهم مجوس عندهم حقد وغل على أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Says now even though they say what they're saying, no, who said this? We don't say that. This is not what we say. La. I don't know what these people say about us. Says, but when the ulama, they look at their books of tafsir. Because they have their books. They have some people they call their ulama, like Al-Kulayni, like Al-Kafi, of Al-Kulayni and other books. Said, you go there and you see Tawam. You see what these people, how they that's what they say in their books. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فُجُور. He says, why? Because their asl is Majus, these guys, the Rawafid. Their asl is from Majus, fire worshippers. And they have nothing but hatred towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, for the next class, the Shaykh is going to mention some of the statements from their books, some of their, as they call their great scholars, who they have, and they mention something that is recorded in their books. So even though they say that, but them is well known. They use uslub at-taqiyya. All right? They're like, look, man, if you're around others, those sunnah, nawasib, wahhabi, whatever they call us, then just make sure they don't know what we're about, what we're upon. They don't get straightforward to you. But alhamdulillah, their books and those who write on their behalfs and whatever they say in their khutabs, in their classes, in their gatherings, it is well known, alhamdulillah. Allah fadahahum, Allah exposed them. But once again, ya akhwan, this is very important. This is our aqidah. What is our aqidah in the sahaba? Because we're going to stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we're going to face our actions. We don't just whatever somebody tells us, well, because Muawiyah did this, did that. We go ahead and say, oh yeah, well, and some people, they say, oh, with all my respect to Muawiyah, but yeah, I agree with Sayyid Qutb, what he said. You agree with Sayyid Qutb or you agree with the Sahaba, radhiyallahu anhu? Who are you going to agree with? What Sayyid Qutb said in his books, Dilal al-Quran, about Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As, when he says they cheat and they use deception. A'udhu billah. And as we mentioned, Sayyid Qutb, he's Shaykh al-Islam for Ikhwal al-Muslimun. This wicked group, Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Al-Sheikh Muqbil used to call them Al-Ikhwan al-Mublisun. Wal-Muflisun, because they have no knowledge of the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah. Wal-Jama'ah, they're a political group. Politic, and they use the deen. But Allah exposed them, alhamdulillah. So this is very important for us, Ikhwan, to know the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is related to the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. That we respect them, we love them all. We don't say, no, some of them are bad. La, a'udhu billah. We mention them all with good. We love them, we defend their honors. If somebody wants to talk bad about any companion, you tell them, taqillah, ya akhi. SubhanAllah, you're going to stand in front of Allah. You're talking about a companion. Talking about these that Allah has praised them in the Quran. Allah praised all of them. He's pleased with them. The muhajirin and the ansar. So why you want to get involved with these matters? You see how it is? Because sometimes, you keep in mind, some people, they just masakeen, laymen, they don't know. It's not like they really hate the companions. Some Muslims masakeen. Somebody give them a book, say, oh, look at this. Oh, yeah, mashallah. Oh, Muawiyah did this. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You got to know these basics. Yes, whatever took place between some of the companions, yes, it did take place. But what is our position? What? That's it. Be quiet, don't talk. Yes, certain things took place, but hey, who was right, who was wrong? Who was oppressor, who was... Ah, he said, akhi, it's not for us. Alhamdulillah. They all were mujtahidun. Then we know that the Sahaba, they were praised by Allah, praised by His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even those amongst them who did fall into certain things, Allah will forgive them because of their suhbah, their companionship with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their jihad, their struggle and sacrifice, their wealth, they sacrifice their lives for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not talk bad about them. But rather, we mention their virtues, we mention their good, inshallah ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.